Below, the highland glen of Strathconan weaves its way to the horizon. To the east, the mouth of the glen opens towards the market town of Dingwall. To the west, the fingers of the glen reach out to the outlying hills. Beyond the ridge lies Achnacheen, from where this chain of mountains rolls out to the sea at Loch Carron, and further still, into the wild Atlantic. I know this place well. In my imagination, I take an eagle's ride over the sweeping ridges, across the dark lochs and down the wide glen to where the lights of houses twinkle at the roadside. The journey is filled with memories of days spent wandering in the rain, days on sunlit rock climbs, days on snow-crusted hills, some with friends and others alone in the hills. These valleys and hills keep drawing me back. Here I am once more in this familiar glen, waiting for another day. A glow begins to form in the V of the mouth of Strathconan. The light of the new day is creeping across the horizon, and the features of the glen are slowly emerging. In the pale dawn, I struggle to make sense of light and shadow as colour gradually seeps out of the darkness, like a photograph developing. Soon, I see a rocky crag above me, and below, the dark wound of a stream bed winds across the floor of the shallow corrie. The shape of the landscape is no longer obscured as the reluctant night leaves the valley. I miss too many dawns, spend them idly in bed or waste them buttering toast and bumbling about the internet. I am too concerned with the gibbering press or reading my mail bleary-eyed. I never notice that outside a miracle is occurring. A new day is slowly coalescing into life. Every time I see a dawn, I vow to myself to watch more of them. And yet, somehow life distracts me. I forget to make space to wonder. At least I am here for this dawn. Now it will not tiptoe past unseen. The darkness is yielding, letting slip through its fingers the burning colours of autumn. Still I wait, listening to the forest breathing in the early morning breeze. I have been sitting amongst the trees for over an hour, and it's difficult to keep warm while I remain motionless. I shiver as icy fingers find their way inside my jacket. I try to ignore the cold, forcing myself to remain motionless, knowing that the slightest movement could mean that my nocturnal vigil is wasted. At last, it comes, drifting through the trees, a deep, guttural, primeval roar, a grunting yell that has echoed through these trees and across these hills since the ice retreated thousands of years ago. A shape moves in the semi-dark, only to shift back into the blackness as my brain tries to make sense of the gloom. Again, the roar sounds across the glen, closer this time. After the echoes die, silence returns and the valley falls into a soft stillness. Minutes passed until I think I may have given away my presence. Then the roar comes again, closer this time, but still I see nothing. This time the guttural sound is followed by the rasping of great lungs filling with air. I can hear hooves picking their way through the boggy grass. Out of the gloom swaggers a powerful creature, the master of this glen.